This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start with the all-important consumer, who was in a spending mood last month. The government said this morning that consumer spending grew 0.4% in July. That is the fastest pace in 5 months. For more on this, let's bring in Melody Hobson, no relation to me. She is president of Ariel Investments, and she's with us live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So is the consumer back in a spending mood, Melody?
Well, certainly we've seen that uptick, and that uptick is very encouraging. The consumer represents 2/3 of GDP, so it's a big deal, and that's encouraging news.
Well, do you expect that that is going to continue as we get into the fall? Obviously, we have the European debt crisis, which may get worse in the coming months, and the fiscal cliff in Washington, which everyone's worried about.
Well, there's no question there are headwinds, but there's also the back-to-school season, which is upon us, which is probably partially tied to that uptick in spending, and that should continue in the early weeks of September as well. And I think at the end of the day, people got very concerned in the late spring, early summer, as they saw things really heat up in Europe. I think they pulled in their horns, but they saw that the world didn't come to an end and probably feel better and may continue on this spending path because of it.
What do you think is the biggest fear for consumers right now?
I think the job story looms large everywhere in America. Even if you have a job, you're worried that you may not keep it. You're worried that if another shoe drops with this economy, that that could mean a layoff for you. So I think people are very, very tentative.
Still, they're still worried about that.
Still, I think that, yes, when you see, 8.5% unemployment, you can't help but to be concerned. And everyone knows someone who's out of work, even if you have a job. So you see that up close. It has affected, all corners of our society.
Melody Hobson, president of Ariel Investments in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thank you.